Hello and welcome back to the Pre-Construction Podcast. It is your host here, Gareth McGlynn, with all your pre-construction crack. Now, today's episode was actually recorded live at Advancing Pre-Construction in Phoenix. That was an event that I thoroughly enjoyed. It was the first time I'd been at Advancing Pre-Construction, and I have to say, Hanson Wade put on a spectacular event. I would highly recommend anybody who hasn't been there, get down there next year. The next event that I'll be going to, if you're interested, is Precon World. It's going to be in Dallas in October. If you need any further information, just hit me up on LinkedIn and I'll give you the information on that as well. Not as big as Advancing, but really looking forward to it. Today's guest is a lady called Jen Hawkins. She is Director of Digital Transformation at Viatechnic out of the Bay Area. Now, her background's really interesting. She was with DPR for years on the design / digital fabrication / digital modeling team. Really interesting background, but now she is very much focused on the digital supply chain and the data part of that. How can we push that data from manufacturers, distributors, up through into the GC, into pre-construction and estimating, and even into design to help us make better decisions. So really, really sharp lady, and I really enjoyed this conversation. She also talks about Viatechnic, about building models, the adaption of modeling and who's and the industries that are really adapting it well and getting the ROI out of it. Then the old question is, how far has BIM come? Is it working? Is it slowing things down? Is it speeding things up? And is it driving value? So big thank you to Jen. Enjoy this podcast. As always, we'll hear from one of our sponsors. First off, it's Stuart Carroll, the president of Beck Technology. Then after the chat with Jen, you'll hear from Steve Delardo, the CEO and founder of Concentric. Enjoy.
Stuck in spreadsheets? Tired of the endless loop of copying and pasting? Now imagine all your estimating workflows in one program. Beck Technology's innovative Destiny Estimator software streamlines the entire estimating process. With intuitive tools and powerful analytics, you can create accurate and reliable estimates quickly and easily. We understand the challenges pre-con teams face because we were born from construction. When you are ready to streamline your estimating effort, visit us at beck-technology.com and talk with a tech expert in a Destiny Estimator demo today.
Hey folks, just finishing up at Advancing Pre-Construction, and we got our final guest, and I'm delighted to welcome Jen Hawkins. She is the Director of Digital Transformation at Viatechnic. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good. So tell us about Viatechnic. What's your role and how do you help GCs?
Sounds good. So it's exciting to be at Advancing Precon. I'm here today actually because ADCOR is sharing how they're working on digital tools to advance pre-construction, to drive better accuracy in estimating, but overall have connected with a lot of folks that are interested in how do we get better data into these earlier life cycles of pre-construction and estimating. So how do I think about it? In my role at Viatechnic, I'm really focused on the digital supply chain. We're really focused on how do we bring data from the manufacturers, the distributors, the fabricators, further upstream in the construction project lifecycle. So design to coordination to then fabrication workflows. How do we support those various stages with the data that they need? Frequently, that can be presenting the data as content, for example. It can be providing tools to make sure people can interact with that data in the form of quotations and so forth. So I guess that's one idea that we're working on at Viatechnic in the digital supply chain realm. But Viatechnic more broadly is really focused on how do you move along your digital journey. So we help a lot of general contractors build models, coordinate models, and then really take that data to drive better results in their construction projects.
Brilliant. What's the adoption like?
So it's a great question. I wish I had like exact numbers. You know, I think you've seen some of the reports probably from Autodesk or Dodge and whatnot. What do I see from like a personal perspective? I think we see a lot of those sophisticated projects, technical projects, healthcare, you know, data centers using BIM. And I think that the challenge is how much are people able to really use BIM across the phases, so we see a model that's really driving value from one phase to the next. So Viatechnic does have a BIM adoption curve where we're taking people from understanding just what BIM is to how is the data in the BIM really driving value. Yeah. And so we're really helping folks not just create a model, but know what data needs to be in the model so that they can get estimates, they can get answers there, but they can also maybe set themselves up to start to use that model in operations.
Brilliant, because you got to know where the numbers are coming from and you got to know the background of the numbers.
You got to have a standard set up so you know what data to put into that model, because otherwise we're starting to see models that, you know, maybe aren't set up to answer the questions that we want, or we're also seeing models that are overbuilt and then slowing down the use of that model.
What are the standardized, and obviously there isn't a standard, but the data points that people are gathering, what's the main ones?
Yeah, I don't think there's a standard like, let me hit these five attributes. I think we see people being interested in, if I go back to the supply chain, descriptive data, as well as dimensional data, as well as transactional data. So when am I going to get this? What's the price of it? So we can start to think about different categories of data, I would say, more than, hey, I need this, this, and this.
Yeah, and what about, obviously your background is within construction. You've spoken to, collaborated with a number of GCs throughout your career. Are you seeing the people that you that have done this early, how it's return on investment?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great question. So let me answer two parts of the question. Okay, so the ROI part. At Via Technic, we'd helped a couple clients start to digitize their assets. So we scanned it, created a model, and then we started to really host those models in our Voyager platform to be able to have a multi-site definition of their portfolio. We were actually doing this pre-pandemic. Then during the pandemic, boom, all of a sudden there's this new need for data. So one of our clients was able to quickly reconfigure several of their restaurants because of the data that they had. So they were able to basically auto-generate what would a second drive-through lane look like, where would the start be, where would the exit be, what does that mean for parking? And they were really quickly able to adopt. This drove like even greater demand within the organization because the ROI was clearly there. So that was my first part of your question. The other part is like, where does my perspective on GCs come from? I think about the challenge of, you know, supply chain data being available further upstream from my background in construction. So prior to joining Via Technic, I focused on a couple, I would say, different areas within a large technical general contractor here in the US, DPR Construction. So I started off with DPR in the Bay Area, worked on corporate office campuses for large tech clients. Liked the scale of those projects, like the challenges of kind of figuring out how do those projects come together with really high quality standards. And then from those types of projects, moved into healthcare, came down here to Phoenix, worked on large campuses and saw similar challenges of trying to build at scale using prefabrication. So in the healthcare, we started to think about, well, what does it mean to bring in a prefab head wall, for example? And that got me really interested in how do we start to think about technology aiding construction. This is at the same time that DPR was launching Digital Building Components, which is a digital fabrication group focused on cold form steel studs. And so got really excited about the opportunity to grow product there. And so focused on how do we grow a product from studs and sheathing into something that has a greater value proposition for the owner. So went from studs and sheathing to fully finished exterior panels. It was really interesting to see the supply chain that would come to support that type of product. And so one of the challenges that I think the general contractor had was defining how do you scope out maybe a different package of work than what's normally done. So that was back in 2016. I think we see progress in people being able to define packages that have more prefab elements in them. But one of the other challenges that I think maybe is less resolved is being able to have the data to make a decision on how that product should come together and then how the design partner should be able to use that product. So what does it mean to design with a wall panel that has a certain exterior skin material? And so really wanting to take all that data that we had on the fabricator side of things and package it in a way that we could give it not just to the general contractor so they could know how to price it, and fit it into their estimates, but also to the design team so they could design with that product in mind.
Brilliant. It's complicated.
I think that we're building the buildings with the same materials, but need to think about them differently is how I would say that.
Yeah. And Jen, I mean, it's a fascinating, this is an example. I mean, the pre-construction podcast is all about getting these type of positions out into the world, because people don't understand that that's what's happening right now, especially junior people, maybe people have just graduated. So this is a great insight into it. What gets you up in the morning? What gets you out of bed when you think of your role now within construction? What excites you?
I get excited by the amount of data that we are starting to see connected into how decisions get made. I think of the supply chain as, you know, typically being in the dark ages. There's a lot of data, but it's all on a PDF somewhere. How do we start to change that? I think as the GC is looking to make decisions on product, to bring value, there's so much value in being able to look at how do we design for what we actually want to build. I guess that's something that I saw when I was part of a lot of DPR projects, wanting to make sure we could actually build something that was constructible, build something that was efficient for both a material and a labor perspective. So I think we're to this kind of next stage of digitalization where everybody's, you know, like everyone will say digitalization. Now, 2 years ago, I don't even think I knew the word.
That's right, yeah. It's one of the buzzwords, but the fact that there's so much happening on it, and it's like adoption. I mean, once COVID hit, whether it was digitalization, pre-construction, on takeoff software, it's just accelerated everything. And I think we've got to kind of capitalize on the momentum.
Yeah. But I think you can start to see the number of platforms that are in here today, and you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how people differentiate themselves. I think the slowdown maybe in some of the VC money will start to maybe require people to think a little bit more, because for a while we had so many solutions popping up, and it was hard to figure out where everyone's swim lane was.
Yeah, but we got to have competition. You can't have that the way it is in one vertical, one player. You need competition, because they don't improve. Last question. If someone's listening to this now thinking, you know what Jen's talking about is exactly what I want to do, or maybe has a follow-up question, where's the best place to get you?
Yeah, reach out to me on LinkedIn, I'd say.
Super.
Hi, I'm Steve DeLordo, founder and CEO of Concentric, the first holistic platform for pre-construction. As a former executive officer of one of the largest general contractors in the U.S., I have experienced firsthand the challenges the industry is facing, particularly in pre-construction. Pre-construction is still a highly manual and fractured collection of processes. Essential information is kept in ad hoc, scattered spreadsheets and documents, which really limits the understanding and hides the full picture of a project for all those involved. Concentric is here to change that. Our 360-degree platform unites data, workflows, and people. With Concentric, you and your team can access real-time insights and data, assess and mitigate risk to ensure a successful project outcome, and most importantly, unlock the enormous capacity of your talent and your data. To learn more about Concentric and to book a demo, head to our website, concentric.com. That's spelled concentric.com. Concentric, it's pre-construction recalibrated for the modern builder.
Firstly, folks, I want to send a huge thank you to Jen Hawkins for taking the time during the conference to come over and speak to us on the Pre-Construction Podcast. Really nice of her to do that, and really insightful dive into the digital supply chain and how data is pushed from there right up through. And then a nice little segment at the end where we talked about what pre-construction technology or technology within construction is going to look like if the VC money kind of stalls or takes a back seat. So thank you for that, Jen. As always, folks, if you've got a follow-up question for Jen, I'll put her LinkedIn profile in the show notes. Hit her up with a message. She's more than happy to answer any questions. As always, folks, stay tuned. Some more great guests. And again, thank you very much for listening.